a tiny, overpriced can filled with a beverage that tastes, according to focus groups, utterly terrible. This was Red Bull's market entry, a product that violated every commandment of rational business strategy. It should have died on arrival. Instead, it now sells over 6 billion cans annually and generates enough profit to bankroll a Formula One team. What happened? The answer lies not in logic, but in understanding a fundamental truth about human nature. We are spectacularly, gloriously irrational creatures. And the moment we stop pretending otherwise, magic becomes possible. Consider your own life. You've probably paid more for a product simply because it came in nicer packaging. You've chosen a restaurant because it was crowded, assuming popularity signals quality. You felt genuine relief from a medication before it could possibly enter your bloodstream. None of these behaviors make logical sense, yet all of them make perfect psychological sense. This gap between logic and psychology is where the most valuable insights hide, and where most organizations refuse to look. We're obsessed with data, convinced everything must be justified rationally. This fixation is harmful. When a charity tested fundraising letters, economists predicted mentioning tax benefits would boost donations. The opposite happened. The rational envelope reduced donations by 30%, while dismissed factors like better paper quality and hand delivery increased donations by over 10%. We've confused tools for designing airplanes with tools for understanding humans. Airplane wings follow immutable laws. Human behavior doesn't. The same person haggling over groceries pays $8 for airport water without flinching. We'll accept salary cuts for more vacation, but never propose this trade to employers. The real danger emerges when everyone fixates on the same logical theory. Amanda Knox investigators became convinced the break-in was staged and suppressed contradictory evidence. We mistake explaining the past for predicting the future. Here's a truth that demolishes economic theory. In psychology, the opposite of a good idea can be equally good. Rising London housing prices make people reluctant to sell rather than eager to cash out, the opposite of oil markets. Retailers at extreme price points, very expensive or very cheap, consistently beat mid-market competitors because they deliver emotional rewards, the thrill of luxury or the satisfaction of finding a bargain. The middle offers neither. Why is toothpaste mint-flavored? If dental health drove our choices, we'd brush after every meal. Instead, we brush before dates or presentations, not after eating sweets alone at home. We're signaling social readiness, not primarily preventing cavities. For 500,000 years before bacteriology emerged in the 1870s, evolution provided emotional solutions to rational problems. Religious dietary laws like kosher and halal restrictions have practical benefits. Chickens require less water than pigs, produce eggs, can be consumed quickly without preservation, and are transportable for nomads. These practices emerged from spiritual rather than scientific reasoning, yet solved real problems. This pattern reveals 5 key reasons humans evolved seemingly illogical behaviors: signaling commitment, hacking our subconscious, satisficing rather than optimizing, coordinating socially, and responding to how things feel rather than what they objectively are. The British fear of harmless spiders seems absurd until you remember that for our ancestors, the cost of ignoring a potentially venomous spider far exceeded the cost of unnecessary caution. In the 1950s, Lieutenant Gilbert Daniels measured 4,000 pilots across 10 dimensions to design better cockpits. His shocking discovery? Not a single pilot was average across all measures. Designing for the statistical average meant designing for no one. This insight explodes conventional wisdom. Metrics push us toward the middle, but innovation happens at the extremes. You're more likely to develop breakthroughs by obsessing over one outlier than studying 10 average users. Yet organizations worship metrics because they simplify comparison. British firms routinely interview only candidates with upper second-class degrees or better, despite zero evidence that academic success predicts workplace performance. Context dramatically affects decisions, The Economist offered subscriptions online only for $59, print only for $125, or both for $125. The middle option seemed absurd, yet its presence shifted behavior. With this decoy, 84% chose the premium subscription. Without it, only 32% did. We've constructed a dangerous fiction about breakthroughs. Identify a problem, apply rigorous methodology, arrive at optimal solutions. Reality looks nothing like this. Graphene was discovered by physicist André Geim using pencils and sellotape. His philosophy rejects studying the same topic from cradle to coffin, instead pursuing hit-and-run experiments with crazy ideas that usually fail but occasionally yield pearls. The alchemist's fundamental error was assuming value lies in what something is rather than how it's perceived. You don't need to change atomic structure to make lead as valuable as gold. You need to change human psychology so it feels equally valuable. Paper money proves this. Its value is purely psychological, yet it functions flawlessly. Nearly all wildly successful businesses, Google, Dyson, Uber, Red Bull, Apple, Starbucks, have stumbled upon psychological magic tricks, while countless failed companies had perfectly logical business ideas without any alchemy. Wine tastes better from heavier bottles. Painkillers work better when believed expensive. Everything becomes more desirable when scarce. These aren't subjective preferences. They're measurable effects. The $20 Chilean sea bass is actually Patagonian toothfish, rebranded by an American fish wholesaler. Neither Chilean nor bass, the name transformation alone created a luxury market. Signaling, sending reliable indications of commitment and intent, explains behaviors that seem wasteful from a purely logical standpoint. London's black cab drivers spend 4 years memorizing 25,000 streets for the knowledge. GPS made this obsolete? Wrong. The knowledge signals commitment. By demanding serious investment before entering the trade, the system ensures only committed individuals become cabbies, with too much to lose by cheating passengers. Similarly, an engagement ring's expense signals a man's belief that his marriage will last. After landing at Gatwick, a plane stopped far from the terminal. The pilot announced, "Bad news, another aircraft is blocking our gate, so it'll be a bus. Good news, the bus drives you to passport control, so you won't have far to walk with your bags." This reframing transformed the experience. Nothing objectively changed, but passengers now saw the bus as a bonus rather than an inconvenience. Small changes yield enormous results. An e-commerce site replaced register with continue and added, "You do not need to create an account to make purchases." This tiny adjustment increased purchases by 45%, generating $300 million in additional revenue. The twist? 90% of customers who initially refused to register happily created accounts afterward. They didn't object to accounts, they objected to forced registration before seeing value. People inherently value having choices, even when economically irrational. British Telecom found that offering both phone and mail response options yielded a 7.8% response rate, nearly matching the combined total of groups offered only one option. We naturally prefer things we've actively chosen, even when the outcome is identical. Logic has its place, but it kills magic. As physicist Niels Bohr told Einstein, "You are not thinking, you are merely being logical." Strict logic limits solutions to approved reasoning, excluding better answers involving instinct, imagination, or luck. Human hygiene improved not from rational health concerns, but unconscious status seeking. Soap was marketed on attractiveness, not disease prevention. Business innovations that seemed illogical, Dyson's expensive vacuums, Wikipedia's free content, Red Bull's peculiar taste, succeeded precisely because they defied conventional logic. They understood something deeper. Humans make decisions in a swirling context of emotions, social signals, and evolutionary instincts that no spreadsheet can capture. The most transformative solutions often make no sense on paper. When facing problems logic can't solve, don't abandon reason, but don't worship it either. Leave room for magic. Test the absurd. Trust the illogical.